Jeff Beauchamp, 1984, you were the station manager. David Barrett was the general manager. The station moving fully to news talk at the time. It played music. I grew up listening to WBL, so everybody remembers what it was. What was it about Ron Smith that said talk show host?
Well, let me give you a little background first.
Sure.
I knew Ron when he was on WBAL-TV. Then he had left, and he was working for Lake Mason. When Ron decided he wanted to be back in the media, he tried to contact me, and we talked a couple of times, and I told him, well, you know, we might have an opportunity for you to fill in. Well, from that point forward, he came to the BAL parking lot and would stalk me. He literally would stalk me. I'm not sure I've told this story to anybody. I think David Barrett knows the story. He would stalk me because when I'd come out of my office and to my car in the parking lot, either at the end of the day or at lunchtime, Ron would be there and he'd say, you got to give me a shot. I'm telling you, I'll do a great talk show for you. I'll work really hard. I knew Ron was smart, and I thought, okay, well, we'll give you a shot. So we used Ron as a fill-in talk show host. He did some vacation relief. He did some weekend work. And right away, it just clicked. This guy, not only is he smart and have the knowledge and does the homework on things, but he intuitively knew how to form a bond with an audience. He understood what broadcasting was, and not just something that he learned in TV, but it was part of Ron's fabric. He knew how to connect with people, and he did.
Was there a sense that not only would he be a good talk show host, but he would last 27 years?
Well, in our business, it's tough to predict how long people are going to last. And I got to tell you, there are times when I wasn't sure Ron would last 27 years, not because he didn't have a great bond with the audience, but because our business is so explosive and because Ron was so candid. I mean, Ron would say things on the air that were always truthful, and he would hold them as a belief, but there would be somebody who would be angered by it, who would disagree, who would demand he be fired, who were going to organize a boycott against the station through its advertisers or what have you. So in our business, it's hard to predict how long someone's going to last. I knew that Ron would last as a talk show host for a long time. I didn't know that he would last at BAL as long as he did, and I'm glad he did.
The last few months, I visit Ron, almost a weekly basis, and a lot of us did. And one of the first things that both he and June said to me was the cancer was not the worst battle of the life. The worst battle was when he opposed the Iraq War. What was that like? He said he lost audience, he lost advertisers. As a manager, what was that like?
Well, it was really difficult. It was difficult for Ron, and as the guy who was responsible for, ultimately, the ratings, it was very difficult for me. But Ron and I had an agreement, and that was that he would always be upfront and that he would speak his mind and that we would never coach him to take a position that he would be uncomfortable with. So Ron being true to that and BAL being true to its commitment to Ron decided, okay, Ron, we know we're going to take some heat here. We know we're going to suffer. But you've got to say what you believe, so go ahead and do it. He did it, and, you know, he paid the price. A lot of loyal Ron Smith listeners for a period of time abandoned Ron, left his show. Ultimately, though, a lot of them returned when history proved, you know, that Ron was right.
Final question. What's his legacy for broadcasting?
To be prepared to be a good communicator, but more importantly, to form a connection and a bond with people that is more than just I'm watching or I'm listening, that you become a part of their life, where they depend on you, they invite you into their lives, they respect what you have to say, and you become a fabric of their everyday life.